School board news is usually news only in their hometowns. But today's school board vote in San Diego is important outside the city, even beyond the state. The board's deciding whether to extend the contract of San Diego's brash school superintendent, Alan Burson. Whether he stays or goes is likely to determine the future of one of the nation's most watched school reform efforts. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Lila Murphy's first grade classroom at Florence Elementary in San Diego looks peaceful enough.
Coyote, blue coyote, he had a nose for trouble.
18 bright-eyed youngsters, some wearing blue and white school uniforms, sit cross-legged on a carpet as their teacher reads aloud. But this school and this district are in the eye of an educational storm.
Coyote went looking for snake, but only found
trouble.
What do we know about
trouble
coyote?
Is no stranger in San Diego's public schools. If current trends were to hold, only 7 of these 18 first graders would finish high school with the skills they need to enter the University of California. The problems here would be familiar to any big urban district: low test scores, high dropout rates. 4 years ago, San Diego reached outside educational circles and hired U.S. Attorney Alan Burson as superintendent. He says his mandate is to improve those dismal results.
We cannot continue to leave behind as many children as we have in the past. The record in the large urban system has not been a good one in terms of serving all children. That's not because our teachers have not been dedicated. It's not because they haven't cared. It's because we have not had the skill and knowledge as adults to see to it that all children are provided the quality of instruction that they need.
Burson promptly hired as his number two man Tony Alvarado, a former top school official in New York with a reputation for boosting achievement in some of that city's toughest classrooms. Together, the two men have ordered a laser-like focus on literacy and math, and they've added massive doses of teacher training. Alvarado says teachers now get ongoing coaching and observation in the classroom, a big departure from their usual autonomy and isolation.
All the teachers in a school can be in a classroom looking at a teacher's work, giving feedback, asking questions. That can't happen if the door is closed and we don't know what the practice is from room to room.
Many San Diego teachers have not embraced this new approach or the school superintendent. Last week, about 150 teachers picketed outside a high school where Burson was delivering a State of the District speech. They carried signs reading State of Disaster and Not One More Minute of Bursonation. Burson's sometimes combative style has only inflamed teachers' opposition. The former prosecutor is fond of saying things like, consensus doesn't mean everybody gets his way. Union president and former Teacher of the Year Mark Knapp says more consensus would be welcome here. Instead, he complains, the district has become a dictatorship.
We could have collaboratively designed a system that would have been wonderful. However, this cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all, everybody's got to look the same, everybody's got to do the same thing at the same time, and it's only reading and math. I wouldn't want my own child in this system.
Burson's reforms look better from a distance. A study by the American Institutes for Research took note of the teachers' concerns, but also found steady gains for students in reading and mathematics. Burson was recently selected as one of 15 successful urban superintendents to serve as role models in a national study. And private foundations are pouring millions of dollars into the district. Tom Vander Ark of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says he's seen faster improvement here than anywhere else in the country.
The view from afar is that Alan has done a lot of great things in San Diego. He's assembled a good team and a sound plan that the rest of the country can learn from.
The Gates Foundation and others have conditioned their grants on Burson staying in office. His contract is about to expire. Burson is asking a bitterly divided school board to grant him a 4-year extension to give his program a chance to work.
The problem in urban school reform is that nothing lasts long enough to get any traction.
Burson is determined to keep his job, even though he says it isn't much fun. Alvarado admits change isn't much fun for teachers either, but he argues there's no going back.
I don't know if you can get major reform without the boat rocking a bit. The boat cannot capsize, but if the boat were to experience only smooth sailing, we probably would not achieve our destination.
The school board is to decide today whether to keep the district on course, with Burson and Alvarado at the helm. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.